At 6:30, time for CKWE News. From Woodburn, Oregon, a strong earthquake rumbled through the U.S. Northwest early on Thursday, cracking the state capitol rotunda, collapsing walls at a high school and a theater, and jolting people awake. Only minor injuries were reported. The 45-second tremor began at 5:34 a.m. and was centered near Woodburn, about 50 kilometers south of Portland. It was felt as far away as Seattle, 230 kilometers north of Portland, and Roseburg, 265 miles to the south, kilometers to the south. Estimates of its magnitude ranged from 5.3 to 5.7 on the Richter scale. An earthquake of 5 on the Richter scale can cause considerable damage. Russian military commanders warned yesterday that any attempt to use the once mighty Red Army to end the current political crisis could be catastrophic. The most senior officers in the defense ministry said their forces are so badly split that massive bloodshed and the disintegration of Russia could result if either side in a standoff attempted to involve the army. Speculation has increased that military force may be needed to break the deadlock between President Boris Yeltsin and his parliamentary opponents. And from Naples, judges investigating Italy's corruption network have homed in on the ruling Christian Democrat and Socialist parties of Naples, both of whose leaders have direct links with the Rome government. Naples is the Christian Democrats' fortress and power base, and the city from which the party recruits most of its ministers. Eight local politicians and businessmen were taken into custody late on Tuesday night and were reported as having confessed to being involved in bribes worth millions of dollars over a number of public works. Take a look at sports and National Hockey League action last night. Boston Bruins blanked the Montreal Canadiens by the score of 2-0. Tampa Bay edged by Ottawa Senators 3-2 in overtime. And the Washington Capitals over the New York Islanders by the score of 5-2. Identical scores there as the Philadelphia Flyers knocked off San Jose 5-2. Pittsburgh squeaked by New Jersey by the score of 4-3. Taking a look at a secret weather forecast for this evening and tonight, they're calling for clear skies, temperature dropping at a low of 0 to minus 4. And for tomorrow, Saturday, it's going to be foggy locally early in the morning, and then it's going to get sunny later on with a high of 10 to 13 degrees. The outlook for Sunday, they're calling for sunny skies once again with a high of 11, dropping at a low of 0 for Sunday night. The outlook for Monday and Tuesday, they're calling for beautiful sunny skies for the 2 days and highs of 12 to dropping down low of minus 1 to minus 3. Mijelo ano ujibaniki ugak shite pichali pikak tam shako shichke dni ne kagnon go nakshik zero ako no neo dine ka jeshwa bang mangi jga kikil wak ta kshka wan wi baji gjeb a shichgu win na dine ne gi jga tgo man an wa bang gi jes shichke dni ka gwa bang metaso ya kom taso shinis we mla shtang ne wang dishne waji gwa man an gi jes shichje kin ne ka mla shtang ne wang taso shichpe jik dine ka ne wan akshik ne bagi san zero dine ka met suni gi jga kshi janshi ni gi jga kid wak tesh mla waji ye ni jgu ni gwa man an wa ki jes shichke dni ka gon je ni gun das ich nie so ein auction und dann haben gesehen nun beige ga ko nun so deine ka und je mit nigisch ga ka sche ja nigisch ga von auction CKW News Sports and Weather. Now we're going over to Eleanor with some trivia. Twelve dropping that low of near minus one for Monday night, and for Tuesday we can expect a high of 13, dropping down low of near minus 3 for Tuesday night. CKW News Sports and Weather. Now back to more country music on 103.9 FM. One English guy, I'm not talking to one guy. Yeah, pitch work the Zoku Pulse one. A niche gun, she'd get in the cog on J. Niche gun, noon beige, a tiny cow, a new auction in this, and everything is in noon shongus way. CKW News Sports and Weather. Now we're going to go have a little something special for you this afternoon on Sequoia 103.9 FM. Michelle, just going to also just work on the day Bob Dunan Gamonason. Megwayne and Touch Pizinamok. That's right. So I'll be playing a few cuts of some Irish music. Mostly what I got are Irish Rovers, and the records that I got were not in very good condition, but tried to do some little doctoring, and hope you enjoy this special St. Paddy's Day today. Michigan, you know, Jigginawa, and the Kigis, Metaswish, and Joswish, Suganagas, Nongo.